explain what? Tarot cards. Well, actually, tarot cards have been around for hundreds of years. It was a means of communication, like they could send a tarot card for people who, that were captive. They could send a tarot card, it would translate into information that the other person wanted that person to know. So it was used in that way. And then they were a divination. They were used for divination. And there's all different kinds of them out there now. There's angel cards. There's all different forms of them. Basically, they're a tool to unlock your soul, soul energy, soul knowledge. And they usually can tell you some information that's going to happen, or why it has happened, or what's going to happen, for in and around 2 weeks. Okay? So they're a really good tool. But I advise people that if you get into tarot cards, keep it simple, and don't do like daily readings for yourself, because the dark side can come in and manipulate. And the next thing you know, it's just turning out garbage. Yes, it can. Yeah, freak you out. Yes, and then you come here and I slap you. Nah. Yeah. Nah. No, I'm gentle.
The first one.
Yeah, well, you know, keep doing it, what can I say? It's a means to an end. We have all sorts of tools. You've got pendulums. Pendulums are virtually the same thing. It can give you information. I've got pendulum charts over there that tell you, just you can use a pendulum to tell you about anything about yourself or what's going on around you. It's really a good tool because it brings the knowledge from the soul into a material means. Mm-hmm. You program your pendulum. Sure. Yeah, you do have to protect yourself, because the dark side, once you've established trust into it, since it's outside of self, the dark side can come in and mess with it if you don't put protection. Yeah. See, your pendulum is you.
What darkness that makes it laugh?
Dark side that can make it move. It's a tool. It's a means. You don't understand that it's you making it happen. It's not something outside of you that's making that pendulum swing. Go ahead. It can spin it. You're not slow. All right, got it. Same way with the tarot cards. They can be manipulated. I personally like the Osho Zen cards. I think they're gorgeous. Gorgeous deck, and it gets into reincarnation, past lives, and it gets into psychological, emotional stuff, spiritual stuff, and it gives a good read for about 2 weeks.
Cards,
it's cards and a book, and a book. I love them. Always, always. Yeah. No, 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 no. God. Ah, okay, you got them. Okay. Carol, I've got mine. I'll let you look at mine. Sure. Sure you can. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
It is. Now, the thing is with the tarot cards, if you do somebody else's reading, like using the tarot cards, the only thing they can do is shuffle the cards. Don't let them handle it outside of that. That's right. You don't let people play with your pendulum at all. You keep your energy exclusive to your tool.
So say somebody gets a hold of your pendulum.
They can mess it up.
So you just have to
put it in salt water, iodized table salt and water, and it'll take the negative energy out of it. Yes? They can acquire negative energy because if you're using them like to clean off someone, a shard is kind of looks like a knife, but it's made out of crystal and it's natural. And you can use a shard to clean negative energies that accumulate in the back of the neck, the shoulders, and the back, and it will clean it off. But periodically, it's a very good idea to take a shard and soak it in iodized table salt and water.
So you don't have to
collect salt. Nope. You need iodized table salt and water. Now, if it's something that cannot go into water, you can put the iodized table salt over it. Iodized table salt water would have worked fine.
How much? What's the proportion?
Generally, when you're working with something like that, it's probably, depending upon the size of the item, say 5 ounces with, say, 5 shakes of a salt shaker. Yeah.
I just want a little power pill.
Pour the whole thing in? No, you don't have to pour the whole thing in.
I know.
If a little bit will work, a whole lot's got to do better.
Everything's got to do
If you have anything that's negative, like if you inherit jewelry and the owner was an alcoholic and maybe had dementia, that would have been a real whacked out alcoholic. Make sure that you take that jewelry and you put it in iodized table salt and water, or you're going to be a little whacked when you wear it. It can affect you. Yeah, that energy's still on that. No. I love antiques, but I'm telling you what, they are dangerous to take home because they are covered with all sorts of energies. And sometimes entities and people. Not good. Now you can clear, by using the lifting, you can clear whatever's attached to stuff that you bring home.
Why
yeah.
You
what? Well, you... No, I took a chair home that was just covered up. It was just really bad. Did the lifting. Yeah, it's in my room where I do my readings. And I did the lifting chair.
But, I mean, you can't do it like, because it's not yours.
You can't do anything unless somebody gives you permission. Yes? Huh? Yeah, it happens. Yeah. Yeah. And mirrors are notoriously portals. There is something to it, yeah. Silver. I think that, yeah, I think that's part of it. That's right.
Is there,
Do what?
Those wouldn't be natural.
No, they're not natural. No. You could, but it's a portal. It's not a vortex. Close the portal. I would do it through the Band of Mercy. And anything that comes through it. That's right. There is. Well, that's what I'm here for. You're welcome.
Love you so much.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Carol. No, I didn't say that, but it sounds nice.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, what I wanted to talk about was New Age fluffy stuff. I'm not New Age fluffy. Sorry, I'm not. I never have been, never will be. When you deal with dark side, you recognize that you are here to deal with dark side in all of its variations. Yes, it would be wonderful if we could all be love and light and, you know, everything was all wonderful, but unfortunately, that's called heaven. This is not heaven. This is the earth plane where you have lessons to learn, and you're going to get slapped around. So you are supposed to be meek and mild as lambs and wise as serpents. Be aware that there are people out there that are teachers, and they're here to slap you. Okay? Now, I know that it's taught God is love, and God is love because He tolerates us. Okay? God created everything, including the dark side. Those are fallen angels. They were once love and light. And they were guardians and wonderful angelic beings who fell. Now they're the exact opposite. But without them, we couldn't learn. We just couldn't learn. And that's what we're here to do. They do. Now you're supposed to, and this, it sounds terrible, but I'm telling you, don't hand your trust out. Do not hand your trust out. Let people earn your trust. You're supposed to be a spiritual being, but you're not supposed to be stupid. Okay? How many of you have put your trust out there? Yeah, and you got in trouble, didn't you? Okay. All right. The lesson is, don't put it out there. Let people earn levels of your trust. And it doesn't mean you walk around not trusting the world. I don't mean it that way either. But you need to see that there is immense value in your trust. Trust is very valuable. It's like pearls before swine. You don't cast pearls before swine. Okay? Okay. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
About the information.
Yes.
When you're speaking,
I wish.
No.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. When you leave your physical body, you have an option of going into a bright white light. Unfortunately, they don't teach much about going into the bright white light. They kind of teach that when you die, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. It doesn't happen. You still have free will choice. So when you leave your physical body, and you may not know that you've died because you will not feel that much in the way of change. And you see that bright white light. If you go into that light, you automatically go into heaven. Okay? If you don't go into that light, you can be earthbound. Now, the bad thing about that is you can incarnate from the outer darkness or from being earthbound. Or you can go into the light and choose what your next incarnation will be. Yeah. Well, let's get her just started. This is the first night. Did you? Okay, then teach her to once a year ask the Band of Mercy that when she passes, they take her directly into the light.
Okay. You're saying that somebody committed suicide and they're trying to get you to burn it on you. Like that.
Yes. And they incarnate back, and then they commit suicide again. Yeah, it's bad. Not good. Well, the sad thing is they kind of do, but they don't know it. Kind of like you choose your life path either by not choosing it and allowing it to choose you, or by choosing it and making it what you want it to be. It's still your free will choice. They don't have a clue. People don't have a clue they have free will. I all the time I say, why was I born? Why am I here? What is my path? What is my mission? What am I supposed to do? What does God want me to do? God wants you to evolve. However, it's best for you to evolve. God doesn't say, hey, you go be a doctor. You be a nurse. That's your free will choice. Unless you're me, which I have none. But it's okay. I had free will for a few years. Well, people are terrified of making decisions. We're not taught how to make decisions. And we're not taught that it's okay to make mistakes with bad decisions, because that's how you learn. If you never made a mistake, it wouldn't be worthwhile. You'd never learn anything. You need to learn to make decisions by what your gut tells you. If your gut says don't do it, don't do it. If your gut says it's fine, you have nothing to worry about. Very simple. God didn't choose a path for you. We choose it ourselves, even mine.
We sit down with God and we're like, yeah, that sounds good.
Kind of, not quite that simplistic, but. And maybe it kind of is. Yeah, we choose our paths. We choose to have the talents that go with the path.
So is it a fitting prayer to ask God to do what he would have to do?
No.
So that's not a good prayer?
No. No. God wants you to use your own free will to make good decisions or whatever. You're here to learn, to play, to grow, to evolve, to make mistakes. You can, but that's not the most important thing. Your own evolvement and being an example to others. And if you can help in their evolvement, that's even better. But you're not there to do that. It is. It's gravy. Yeah, me too. If you feel your path is to be a minister, then so be it. But make sure that you learn what you need to learn in order to guide others. Otherwise, both of you will fall in a ditch. You know, it's like the blind leading the blind. It's all okay, is what I'm telling you. It's okay. It's okay for you to mess up. You're not going to be punished, except by yourselves. And I'm here to tell you, you will beat yourself to death. God is not near as mean as we are. And it's okay for you to be who you are. Because that's who you are. And it's okay. Hey, I'm telling you, if you're not weird, there's something wrong. You're not growing. Any last minute questions before we do circle? Already. I know. It's just speeds. We're on cruise. Any last minute? Okay.